Dr. Christian's office, Judy Price speaking. Well, hello there, Willie. How's my favorite Boy Scout? Want me to settle an argument about sunburn? Okay, Willie, what's the problem?
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. Tonight's play is one of those which received a special award of $500. It is called Two Loves Had Marion. The authors are Tom Taggart and Ashley Buck. Jean Hersholt is starred as Dr. Christian, with Janet Waldo playing Judy Price.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, there's no argument to it, Willie. You're absolutely right. Sunburn is a burn. And you learned in your first aid course that doctors everywhere now accept petroleum jelly as an effective surface treatment for burns. Sure, Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand. And you know something else? Vaseline petroleum jelly makes a painful sunburn feel better. All right, here's why. Vaseline petroleum jelly cools that touchy, parched skin, helps supplement natural skin oils dried out by hot sun. Furthermore, Vaseline petroleum jelly forms a protective film that guards against infection when the skin blisters, helps to promote healing. Oh, that's really the most important part, Willie. So take plenty of Vaseline petroleum jelly on your outing tomorrow, and if any of the kids get sunburned, you know. Oh, that's all right. Glad to help. And say, better make sure there's a supply of Vaseline petroleum jelly in the medicine cabinet at home. It's the approved first aid for minor household burns. Have a nice holiday, Willie. Goodbye.
Good afternoon. Won't you sit down, Miss...
Douglas, Marion Douglas.
I don't believe I've seen you in River's End before.
No, I just arrived. My home's in New York. Doctor, I...
Yes?
Frankly, I don't know where to begin. It's all so involved and confusing.
You're ill?
No, I'm not ill. At least not ill the way your patients usually are. You'll probably think I'm silly, but I've come all the way from New York just to see you.
Well, I didn't know my fame had spread that far.
Oh, that isn't it. That isn't why I've come. It's because of David.
David?
David Rodell. Does that name mean anything to you?
Why, yes. We have a young man here in town, or rather did have, by that name. I believe he's still in the army. Or perhaps it was the Marines.
Well, isn't he here now?
Well, about that I'm not too sure. I'll ask Judy Price, my assistant. Oh, Judy! She'll know.
Yes, Doctor?
Do you remember a boy named... David Rodell?
David Rodell? Of course I do. We went to school together.
Then you know him. You know what he's like. If anyone can help me, you can. You see, Dr. Christian, I met David Rodell a little over 2 years ago in New York. I was working at the downtown canteen for servicemen. It was a Saturday night, and there was dancing. And I saw this soldier leaning against a pillar. He was all alone. Hello, Corporal.
Hello.
Not dancing?
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't know anybody.
Who does? That's what we're here for, to get acquainted. My name's Marion Douglas.
I'm David Rodell. Will you dance?
I'd love to. This your first trip to New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Pardon me.
That's all right.
I've got two left feet. At least that's what my sergeant tells me. You're a good dancer.
I've had quite a bit of practice lately.
You're here all the time?
3 nights a week.
You work?
Volunteer, Red Cross.
You don't get paid for that.
No. Where are you from, Corporal?
River's End.
River's End? Where on earth is that?
Oh, it's a little town in the Middle West. New York, your home?
Yes, I'm one of those rare people. I was born here.
Ah, it's a wonderful place, all right. Oh, they would. Just when we were getting into the swing.
I think this is intermission. Would you like a drink and a sandwich?
Yeah, but let's have them somewhere else. How about going out to...
I'm sorry, but we're not allowed. Rule number 2, and I quote, no hostess will leave the club with a member of the armed forces.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. You see, this is my last furlough. When it's over, I report to a POE.
POE?
A port of embarkation.
Oh.
I'm shipping. Say, maybe we could leave here at different times and then meet outside.
That's been tried, too.
Successfully?
Very. But I'm on duty until 11.
I'll wait.
Oh, good. It's only another 2 hours.
Yeah, and that's nothing compared to the other waiting.
Other waiting?
Yes. All those years we didn't know each other.
That was how I met him, the way thousands of people meet. I know people laugh at love at first sight, but that's how it was with us. I think Miss Price will agree with me that David has definite charm. Over 6 feet tall, dark curly hair, a smile, well, it's sort of... I know I sound
like... Wait a minute. You're not talking about David Rodell.
But I am.
Oh, then it's not the David Rodell we know. He's short and sandy-haired.
I was afraid you'd say that.
What?
Perhaps you'll understand better when I've finished. I told you it was confusing. It's more than that. It's completely unbelievable and frightening. His furlough was for 10 days. I'd met him on the third, so we really only had a week together. Did you ever try to crowd a whole lifetime into just a week? Well, we did. One day we were sitting on a bench in the park, watching two butterflies.
I don't know of anything that makes you feel as though spring is here as much as butterflies. You almost feel like them, light and gay.
They're the whole spirit of spring.
I remember when I was a kid taking piano lessons, Le Papillon, the butterfly, it went...
I know, I had it too.
That's it. Gee, I haven't thought of that in years. When I was a kid, I used to sit quietly and butterflies would light on my shoulder.
Oh, they won't do that. They're too timid.
No, they're not. I'll show you. Now, quiet.
Oh, but David...
Quiet, woman. The great Rodello butterfly charmer will now go into his act.
They're coming this way.
Quiet.
They are.
Quiet.
That one did. David. Why, you're the only man I ever knew who had a way with butterflies.
Too bad they're the only ones.
I wouldn't say that.
Look, Marion, I guess there should be a build-up to this, but I don't know how to go about it. So I'll just keep it simple and say the same old words that millions before me have said. I love you very much, darling. Will you marry me?
I thought you'd never get around to asking me.
Hey, that's the wrong thing to say. Your line is, this is so sudden.
We haven't time for lines these days. There's a war on, remember?
Yeah, I remember. We'll have to be married today. Let's go.
We can't be married today, David. There's a law.
A law against getting married?
No, darling. But after you apply for the license, you must wait 5 days.
5 days?
Uh-huh.
I'll be in the middle of the ocean in 5 days.
I'll wait for you, darling. Wait until you come back. We can marry then.
But, well, maybe you're right. It would be better if you were free in case I... Well, my present vocation isn't exactly a safe one.
It isn't that at all. And I don't want to be free. Not if it means never being married to you. We belong to each other, David. And that's the way I want it. Forever. We didn't get married. David left the following morning. We wrote each other regularly. Finally, I knew he was somewhere in the Pacific area. I used to dream of him every night. I know it sounds foolish, but in those dreams, he was like a defending angel with wings. Every letter he wrote was as beautiful and tender as that day in the park with the butterflies. Of course, I lived in constant fear. I subscribed to the River's End paper and watched its casualty list. That was how I learned about you, Doctor. When VJ Day came, David had more than enough points to bring him home. We decided to live in New York, and I was lucky enough to find a small apartment. The day he was due to arrive, I moved to the new apartment and told Mother when he phoned to send him there. You can imagine how impatient I was waiting for the bell to ring. Dave. Darling, I... Oh.
Marion.
Who are you?
Who am I? Darling, don't tease me.
Who are you?
Why, I'm the bad, bad wolf come to eat up Little Red Riding Hood. Watch me wiggle my ears.
What do you want?
Marion, what's the matter?
Have you a message for me from David?
A message? Marion, I'm David.
Kenny, you're who?
I'm David Rodell, the man you're going to marry.
You're not David Rodell. I never saw you before in my life.
Well, then, who am I?
It's some trick, a joke.
Marion, what's the matter? I'm David. Don't you know me? I couldn't have changed that much.
No, no, you certainly couldn't. He was 6'1" with dark, curly hair.
But, Marion, I'm David Rodell.
Get out of here. Whatever it is, it's not funny. Get out!
Of course. But listen to me.
Get out! You're not my David. You're an imposter. Get out! He tried to phone me the next day and convince me that he was David. He kept calling me, trying to see me. To get rid of him, I finally had to have him arrested. The judge ordered him to quit annoying me and let him off with a suspended sentence. After that morning in court, I never saw him again.
One moment, Miss Douglas.
Yes, Doctor?
Did this stranger, or imposter, as you call him, give any evidence that he was David Rodell?
Well, he had an honorable discharge certificate, and the name on it was...
Yes?
David Rodell.
And his home address?
Rivers End.
There couldn't be more than one David Rodell in Rivers End, could there, Judy?
Well, of course not, and he's of medium height and blonde.
No, no, he's tall and dark. I've come all this way. I've done so much to find him.
There, there now. Don't excite yourself. I'm sure we can help you.
Nobody will help me. I even went to Washington, to the War Department. I was determined to find the David I had known.
Our records show that David Rodell of Rivers End returned on the date you mentioned, Miss Douglas, and on the ship you mentioned, and since then has been honorably discharged.
But that isn't the David Rodell I mean.
It has been further confirmed that David Rodell saw active combat in the areas which you've mentioned.
It can't be. The David I knew...
I'm sorry, Miss Douglas. Every date you've given us leads to but one thing, that the man who claims to be David Rodell is David Rodell. He was the only person by that name in the infantry battalion to which you addressed your mail.
Please listen to me.
We have, Miss Douglas. And I regret there's nothing more we can do about it.
Well, if the War Department investigated, I don't know what we... Tell me, Miss Douglas, you spoke of your mother. Did she meet both Davids?
No, only the imposter. The week the real David was on his furlough, my mother wasn't in New York.
How about your friends?
No, I was selfish. I suppose I kept David to myself.
Then the only person who could distinguish between the two men is yourself?
I'm afraid so.
And since the second David has so clearly proved his identity, it's the first man, the man you fell in love with, who's the imposter.
Oh, no.
You mean the man she met at the canteen wasn't Dave Rodell, but the man who came back was. Is that right, Doctor?
Yes.
Well, the first one might have been an army deserter and took the name of Rodell by accident. Oh, of course, that's it. He might even have been in David's outfit.
No, that doesn't hold water either.
Why not?
Because if there were two David Rodells, how did the second one come into the picture? Remember, he was the man who answered all of Marion's letters. He was the one who was overseas. And finally, the one who came back to marry her.
Wait a minute. You're getting me all mixed up. First David, second David. One tall and dark, one not so tall and blonde. It's a regular Gordian knot. It would take King Solomon to cut it open.
You can't help me, Doctor?
Oh, of course he can help you. You've come all this way, and David's such a nice guy.
Which David?
Our David, of course.
Well, phone him to come over here, will you, Judy?
No, not the imposter. I don't want to see him again.
Then why did you come to Rivers End?
Because I hoped against hope that I'd find my David here. I know now I was wrong.
You weren't wrong, Miss Douglas.
Not wrong?
No. Your David is here.
Dr. Christian, this is Lieutenant Rodell.
Oh, Lieutenant. Yes, come in. Sit down. Were you ever a corporal, Lieutenant?
Yes, and a sergeant, too. I got my commission in the field. Iwo Jima, to be exact.
Did you ever know a girl named Marion Duck?
Mary? She's here?
Oh, you did know her then.
Know her? I was engaged to marry her until she changed. I came back and she didn't recognize me.
Have you changed?
Oh, not that much. I hadn't shrunk 5 inches and bleached my hair, if that's what you mean. She's been to see you?
Yes, trying to find her, David.
But I'm he. Doesn't she understand that? What's the matter with her, Doctor? Has she lost her mind?
When you went overseas, she started to worry. You were Marion's hero. She gradually idolized you. Built you up in her mind into the personification of all heroes of romance. Well, tall, dark, handsome, brave, curly hair, a winning smile.
Sort of idol worship, huh?
Exactly. Well, you became a Sir Galahad in shining armor. And when you came back, well...
5'8", a towhead, 145 pounds. Must have been quite a shock.
It was. It was such a shock that, well, you can see what he did. Now she won't even believe the evidence of the legal authorities. She sought help from the wrong sources. Almost any medical man would have recognized that...
But what can we do to make her realize I'm the man she fell in love with?
Wish I knew.
Well, isn't there any cure for such cases?
Well, sometimes there is. You see, to Marion, you're two men.
Sort of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
That's it. The man of goodness, whom she idolized, and the man of evil, who is trying to take his place. If he could only tie the two men together. Well, there must be something that would make you two men one. Sir Galahad with shining wings.
Shining armor.
What?
You said Sir Galahad with shining wings. You meant with shining armor.
Shining wings? That's it, Judy. That's it.
But, Dr. Christian, I told you I didn't want to see him.
Miss Douglas, I brought you here to this park under false pretenses. And I apologize, but believe me, it's only to help this young man. You see, he's under a strange delusion. A delusion that you're the girl he loves. If you'd only talk to him, perhaps he...
I suppose I have been rather unkind.
Well, just talk to him here in the park for a while.
Very well, but I really...
Here he comes now. Oh, David! David!
Oh, you stay with us.
No, I think that... good afternoon, David. Beautiful spring day, isn't it?
It certainly is. Hello, Marion.
Good afternoon.
Well, I've got to be running along. I've got a patient having a baby. And you know how impatient babies are. They just won't wait.
May I sit down?
Why, certainly.
Thanks.
I'm afraid I owe you an apology, Mr. Rodell, for treating you so badly in New York.
Well, that's all right.
I was rather upset.
I can understand that. You're expecting one man and getting another. What was your David like, Marion?
He was very tall, dark curly hair, and he had a smile. He was strong, yet kind and gentle, too. I remember one day in the park in New York.
Yes?
It seemed so long ago.
Yes. Remember the butterflies?
Yes, the butterflies. How did you know?
I don't know of anything that makes you feel as though spring is here as much as butterflies. You almost feel like them, light and gay.
You're the whole spirit of spring.
I remember when I was a kid taking piano lessons.
The butterfly, it went da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da. Remember, Marion?
David knew it too. How did you know that? You're trying to fool me.
When I was a kid, I'd sit quietly and the butterflies would light on my shoulder.
On David's too.
Let's be quiet and see what happens now.
Well, there aren't any butterflies around.
Maybe if we sit quietly.
Oh, but I...
Look, there's one now.
Where?
Over on that bush. There'll be another one. See? There it is.
Yellow and black. Just like...
What?
Oh, nothing.
Quiet. The great Rodello, butterfly charmer, will now go into his act.
They're coming this way.
Quiet.
They did. David, why, you're the only man I ever knew who... David. You're David Rodell. David.
You needn't sit there looking so smug.
Have they gone?
They were married this morning, and you had nothing to do with it. It was the butterflies.
Oh, that's right, Judy. It was the butterflies. Lovely creatures.
Of course, you arranged for them to meet in the park, but you certainly couldn't predict there'd be butterflies or that they'd light on his shoulders.
Of course not, Judy. That was just Mother Nature. She wanted to help Marion, too.
What made you think butterflies would turn the trick?
Judy, you're a woman. And what's the biggest moment in a woman's life?
I suppose her wedding day?
No. No, the moment the man she loves asks her to marry him. Marion Douglas' moment was all mixed up with butterflies. I just thought we'd recreate the moment.
Lucky for you, there were butterflies.
Very lucky, Judy. The next time you're going that way, take back Frankie Owen's minnow net, will you?
Minnow net? Oh, what were you doing catching minnows?
Who said anything about catching minnows? And, Judy, throw out the rest of the solution, too, will you?
What is it?
Nothing, just a little sugar and water.
Sugar and water? Why, you old fraud. No wonder David Rodell had to send his suit to the cleaners.
And the curtain comes down on the $500 Dr. Christian prize play, Two Loves Had Marion, with our star Jean Hersholt waiting to greet you. Men, thousands of people have dry scalp. You may have it and not even realize it. Is your hair dry, unruly? Does it shed dandruff flakes? If you've noticed any of these signs of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp quickly, easily, by supplementing natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic works with nature, not against it. Just 5 drops a day, check dry scalp, give your hair a neat, well-groomed look. Used with massage before shampooing, Vaseline Hair Tonic loosens dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Your scalp feels better, your hair looks better. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care to both scalp and hair. Remember, more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other hair tonic in America. Try it. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Next week, our play is called Spotlight on Grandma. And it's the work of Rebecca Bennett of Indianapolis, Indiana. We invite you all to join us again for the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening. And until then, I'll say good night.
Hard work, whether gardening, housework, or handling chemicals and dyes, often makes hands red and sore. Protect hands with Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Before work, smooth on Vaseline Petroleum Jelly to guard against ground-in grime. After washing up, apply again lightly to soothe and heal. For hand comfort, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. The toll of traffic accidents is mounting daily. Little careless chances each day are causing big smash-ups. There's only one way to reduce this danger, and that's for each one of us to resolve not to take those chances. After all, what do we gain by attempting to beat the lights, or speeding when nobody's looking, or driving when we've had a few drinks, or driving fast in the dark? Don't do it, and don't let your friends do it. It's not worth the risk of smash-ups and death. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.